Hi, I'm Tom Coffin, CEO and president and co-founder of Simply Reliable Incorporated. Welcome to the Smartpreneur Podcast. What's a smartpreneur, you might ask? Well, a smartpreneur, in our opinion, is someone that focuses on working on their business, not just in their business. And our Smartpreneur Podcasts are designed to bring you some relevant information each week about your business and different parts of that business. It could be marketing, it could be workflow, it could be labor, it could be business operations, many things that we'll talk about each week on the podcast. You can also check out our Smartpreneur blog at simplyreliable.com. And of course, our Smartpreneur podcast is brought to you by Simply Reliable, makers of Smart Office and Design Machine, the complete end-to-end solution for business process for systems integrators. So thanks for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. This week on the Smartpreneur Podcast, our guest is Chris Smith. Chris is the co-founder and CEO of The Co-Team. Please welcome Chris Smith. Well, hi, Chris Smith. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Well, Smartpreneurs, we are gifted again with our friend Chris Smith, and he's going to dig in just a little bit deeper on a blog that was released this past week on the Smartpreneur blog, and it's called The Four Types of Questions. So, Chris, this week you wrote about something that just really kills a lot of time for people. You know, I'll use my best efforts to use our time together for good, you know, based upon on this knowledge that you're bringing. So questions, you know, questions are just, they can be such a time suck. You know, so why do people ask so many questions, Chris?
It's a really interesting problem. And as you sit down to think about it, the answer will be different in each company, but the answer will be different department by department and employee by employee. And this was a lesson that was taught to me in my career. And it's one of the things I find myself teaching to others quite often because it's got a lot of legs. Every person is always looking to say, how do I win more time in my life back? And if we can actually sit down and identify why these questions are being asked, we can actually figure out what we need to do to correct them, as opposed to merely just answering them all the time.
Ah, makes sense. So what are the four different types of questions? I'm assuming from this, what are those four types of questions that you can kind of segment out?
Sure. Number one is somebody asking because they honestly don't know the answer. Another is that they have two really good options, but they're not quite sure how to choose between those options. The third is probably the biggest waste of time, which is this idea of asking as a way of telling. It's more like an FYI. And the fourth one is a pretty big killer in terms of company culture and business culture, which is that the employee does not feel empowered to make the decision.
Makes sense. And is there a way to minimize these questions?
So the corrective action for each one is actually quite simple. The first step is when someone doesn't know the answer, that's a training problem. So we provide them training on whatever it might be. Could be a piece of software or a methodology or pure knowledge. Hey, I need to send you to a course to learn how to do something. The second is usually a function of core value problems. Hey, I've got these two really good answers, but I don't know why I would pick A versus B. So I kind of get stuck. And usually if you can help define really great core values as a business, you enable someone to look at your core values, weigh them against option A or B, and choose. The third one is usually an information flow problem. So asking is a way of telling. I'm a huge proponent of Slack as a communication tool. So my version of asking is a way of telling is put the statement in Slack. I have chosen to do this. Here's what I'm doing. As opposed to which one should I pick? I know which one I should pick. Just please tell me I should pick that one. And then the fourth one is empowerment. And from an empowerment perspective, it might sound really difficult, but it's actually quite simple. It was once posed to me this way, which is how I learned the lesson. So I walked into a room. The founder of the company looked at me and said, "Do you not feel empowered to make this decision?" I said, "No." He said, "Congratulations, you're now empowered." It was that simple. I was like, "Oh, brilliant." And so I went off and made the decision.
United. Yes.
Yeah. And so it now this takes a company culture whereby you actually want to empower your employees to make decisions. And so, in fact, if they know the answer and they know your core values and they're not asking as a way of telling, it's they do not feel empowered by you as a leader. And so our goal actually was to decentralize decision making to all of the seats where it could happen more rapidly and therefore action could be taken more aggressively. And so I think this act of empowering people is super helpful.
Makes sense. You know, you write about tracking the questions on a spreadsheet. As I was looking at that, I thought, this in itself seems like it would cost me a lot of time to put all this stuff down there, right? So take us through your strategy on how I win back more time in the end by tracking this.
When people hear spreadsheets, they start to freak out. This is not that kind of spreadsheet. This is pretty simple. So the first column is the date. When was the question asked? The second column is going to be who asked the question. Write down their name. Is it Bob? Is it Tim? Is it Susie? Second is write down what type of question you think it is. Not the detail about it, but what you think it is. Is it a training problem, a core value problem, an FYI problem, or a empowerment problem? And then the last column is just and roughly a note so that you remember what it was about. Oh, they were asking about this client or this problem or what have you. And that way it just jogs your memory. And just keep a running list. Now, what will be interesting about that is if you see Bob's name appear repeatedly, you have a Bob problem. Yeah. Now, if you see the empowerment problem appearing repeatedly, you have an empowerment problem across everybody. And so it's a really simple way for you to blink at what the problem is that's facing your company, not the issue that the person was talking about. People generally will try and jump on solving the problem. Oh, I want to fix Bob's problem. I want to fix Susie's problem. And I just need to go away. And when they do that, they don't write it down on the sheet. Therefore, they actually don't see what their systemic issue is as a business, whether it's an individual or a systemic problem across the organization. By simply writing it down, it's really easy. And you look at it once a week and you go, got it. I need to work better on empowerment next week. Got it. Me and Susie are going to work on this. Got it. Me and Bob are going to work on that. And it really helps guide the entire framework. The entire exercise takes less than 20 or 30 seconds per question you get. And so my guess is that if you don't have that kind of time, you have other problems.
Perfect sense. Well, ironically, I'm out of questions, I guess. Maybe not ironically. Maybe you've solved the problem here. Well, Chris does have a great way of ending this blog, and I'll let you all read it when you get there, and you'll get the joke on that. So please check out the blog in addition. And if you have questions for Chris, the best way to get a hold of you, Chris, is?
You'll see it right in the screen in front of you. Chris@thecoteam.com is my email address. Feel free to shoot me a note. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Awesome. Well, as always, very entertaining and very enlightening. Thanks for being with us, Chris.
Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Smartpreneurs, thanks for joining us this week on the Smartpreneur Podcast. And remember, you can always read more of the Smartpreneur blogs. There's well over 100 of them, really smart folks providing great business advice for you by visiting simplyreliable.com, clicking on resources, and then choosing either Smartpreneur blog and or the Smartpreneur Podcast. When you check it out on our website, you'll also get the video with it as well. So join us again next week on the Smartpreneur Podcast. Until then, have a great week.